This is Passport to Texas. Here's what you need to know about scientific discovery. It starts with a question, and that leads to, not answers, not immediately anyway, it leads to more questions.
They just keep coming.
Ben Hutchins, the state's invertebrate biologist, has been asking a lot of questions lately about monarch butterflies.
That's right. The more you know, the more you realize you don't know. And so many of us that are involved in monarch conservation have been to a number of conferences, meetings, workshops, symposia, and a big emphasis is on all of the questions that we still have about monarch biology. I think the biggest question, particularly for conservationists, for natural resource managers, is what can we do to make the landscape good monarch habitat? How can we be good stewards of the land to make sure that monarchs are getting what they need?
See what I mean?
We have lots of questions about how particular land management practices, like using controlled burns or reseeding with native plants, how those practices can best be used to produce good monarch habitat. We have lots of questions about patch size, too.
And if your next question is, what does Ben Hutchins mean by patch size? You'll have to listen next time to find out. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.